Welcome to Kadampa Podcasts. These podcasts offer practical solutions to daily challenges and help guide us to a happier and more peaceful state of mind. In each episode, you will find an extract from a teaching given by one of various Kadampa Buddhist teachers worldwide. All these teachings are inspired by the profound wisdom of Venerable Geshe Kalsang Gyatso Rinpoche, a Buddhist master for our time. We hope you will enjoy listening.
So the meditation on cherishing others, there are many contemplations and presentations we can do, we can find in Venerable Geshe's books. In his presentation from the Kind Heart Guided Meditations, it goes something like this. Okay, the first thing we do when we go to meditate on cherishing others is we first focus on either one person or a group of people. See, we can choose. We have choice. Okay. And the group of people can be a small group, relatively small. It could be like our family or our friends or our coworkers or a group of people on the other side of the world. We can choose, you know. Or it can be a really big group, like all living beings, humans, animals, and so forth. All realms, you know. It could be also one single person. Maybe we want to focus on a particular family member or a friend and so forth. So we can choose. So that's the first step. We, in meditation, we spend a little bit of time focusing on one person or a group of people. Then we think. We think how it is that they experience problems, fears, and sufferings, okay, without choice. You know, we can focus on someone, and we can understand if we know them. Matter of fact, we don't even have to know people very well. If you're human, people are experiencing problems, fears, and sufferings. Have you ever noticed, like, when you talk with, if you're catching up with friends or family, you could be talking on the phone or meeting in person, and it's often like conversations are about kind of what's going on, how's the rest of the family doing, or other friends in our circle, or how we're doing, and then they'll kind of, you know, hopefully there's some nice positive things. Oh, this is happening. But it doesn't take too long before people start telling you the things that aren't going well. And then there's this, oh, and I've got a doctor's appointment for this. And then, oh, this happened to so-and-so. And this, you know, like this. And they say, I'm worried about this. Oh, I've got this coming up. I don't know if I can handle it. You know, like that. This is like normal human conversation. Okay. And so if we're paying attention to what other people are saying, they reveal to us their problems, their fears and worries, and their sufferings. You know, to small ones to great ones. So we just recall what we know to be true, that without choice, others are experiencing problems, fears, and suffering. And we think how much they wish to be free from these. You know. You can tell that we wish to be free from these because when we talk about it, when someone says, oh, this is happening, it's horrible, or I'm worried about this, then they'll tell you all the things they're doing to try to avoid it or get beyond it. Right? I'm doing this. I really hope this helps. What they're saying is, I want to be free from it. And I'm working very hard for that purpose. I don't want this problem in my life. I don't want this pain. Okay? Okay, so we just think for a little while. We focus on the person. We think about how, without choice, they are experiencing problems, fears, and sufferings, and how they really wish or long to be free from these. Then, at this stage, it might be a little intellectual, unless we know them very well. But at the next step, we go a little deeper to develop some real empathy for them, which means we then try to get a feeling for how their wish to be free from problems and suffering is just as intense and important to them as our own wish to be free from problems and suffering. Right? So this is empathy. We're trying to empathize with them. We're getting a feeling based on knowing our own wish. How intense and important is our own wish to be free from problems and suffering? We feel how it is the same for them. This is wonderful, you know. We're really making a heart connection with others in this way. Okay, so then we focus on that for a little while, and then we move to the next stage. So you don't have to remember all these, because I'm going to guide it. just get a feeling for it, and then we can practice it. The next step would then be thinking how it is that they naturally wish to be happy, experience peace, and enjoy their life. You know? We just think how this is true. And we know it's true because it's true for ourselves, you know. So we just think how it is true that deep down they wish to be happy, experience peace, and enjoy their human life. And then again, we empathize with them, and we try to feel how fulfilling that wish for happiness is just as important to them as our own wish to be happy is to ourselves. It's just as important. And when there's that empathy, like there's a feeling, you know, sometimes we even say things like, I feel for you. And even though we're not experiencing their feelings, it's almost as if we are, because we're sharing in that feeling because it's a common experience we have. What we're realizing is that regardless of race, gender, religion, politics, whatever, however you want to divide people up, deep down, we all want the same thing. Deep down, what we long for is happiness and freedom. So when we empathize with people in this way, we're not just making it up. It's the truth. It's how they actually feel, and it's how we feel, and it's the same, you know. So then, this is like a very beautiful contemplation. And then we can come to a conclusion. We can think, just as I never wish to suffer, and always want to be happy, so does everyone else. In this respect, I'm no different than any other person, you know. We are all equal. From the point of view of our deepest wish for happiness and freedom, there is no difference between ourselves and others. None. we are all equal. When we come to this conclusion, which is the truth, it is wisdom. We are developing a special mind, Buddha called equalizing self and others. What we are equalizing is our cherishing for ourself. We're equalizing, I should say it this way, we're equalizing our cherishing of others with our cherishing for ourself. We naturally, spontaneously believe, I am important. My happiness is important. My freedom is important. And therefore, we apply great effort to fulfill those wishes. So what we're learning to do is bring others' welfare, their happiness and freedom, the importance of it in our mind, not just in their mind, in our mind, because to their mind it is important, of course, you know, which is why I said last week, if we believe others are important, their happiness is important, then we agree, you know, because they think their happiness is important, right? So then we agree and there's harmony, you know. So when what we're doing is we're bringing others' welfare, their happiness important, or sorry, their happiness and freedom, trying to bring it to the same level of importance as we hold our own. Because we realize that we are all equal. If we are not equal, then we maybe would come up with some justification why I should prioritize, why my happiness and freedom is more important. But what would be the justification for saying my happy? Usually in polite company, we don't declare this. You know, in reality, my happiness is more important than yours. I'm sorry. You know, like that. This sounds kind of rude, you know. But deep down, unless we've trained in equalizing self and others, that's what naturally comes. Okay. Again, I'm not. None of this is criticism. This is just observation. And as we'll see, this self-centered view and selfish intention is not our friend. It comes from ignorance and is the source of all of our problems, fears, and sufferings. It's not obvious at first, but if we are patient and we study Buddha's teachings with an open mind, we will come to realize how true this is, and therefore how important it is to learn to cherish others, the source of all happiness, you know. Okay. So, equalizing self and others, we're increasing, we're coming to believe, finally, others' happiness and freedom, my happiness and freedom, are equally important. And then what the final meditation object from last week was a wishing for others' happiness and freedom, whoever we were focusing on, one person or a group, wishing for others' happiness and freedom as if we were wishing it for ourselves. If we really believe our happiness and freedom and others' happiness and freedom are equal, then it will be as heartfelt a wish for others' happiness and freedom as we have for ourselves. This is a spiritual realization, okay? And it is profoundly important that we use our life to work towards such a beautiful mind. We don't need to be perfect at first. We shouldn't expect some perfection, you know. It takes training. But every little bit we train, it makes everything better, 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 you know, until we spontaneously believe that all living beings are equally important and we are holding the welfare of others always at the forefront of our mind. And then we become like a bodhisattva or a holy being.
If you feel inspired by this podcast, Then dive deeper into timeless wisdom of modern Kadampa Buddhism by following the link in the episode description. We look forward to reconnecting with you in the next episode of Kadampa Podcasts.